This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Some schools across Colorado saw lockdowns and evacuations this morning after several so far unsubstantiated threats. At some schools, the threats have been dismissed and the lockdowns lifted. Boulder High School was evacuated this morning, but police now have ended a shelter-in-place order that covered areas around the school, including much of the University of Colorado campus. Other lockdowns were called off at schools in Alamosa and Lamar. In Aspen, the Pitkin County Sheriff called the all clear for schools there. Police said a bomb threat against Canyon City High School turned out to be what they called a false report. Schools in Brighton and Durango saw similar reports, and again, there's no confirmation of any violence or injuries. Preliminary hearings for the person accused of killing five people and injuring 19 others at Club Q last year began this morning. Two witnesses from the Colorado Springs Police Department shed light on items found at the scene and at the alleged shooter's home. That included shooting targets with bullet holes, items used to build guns, as well as ammunition. One of the targets had a bullseye on top of rainbow colors. Club Q is popular with LGBTQ customers. The hearing is set to continue through Friday. A measure to make it easier for K-12 schools to hire therapists is advancing at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would remove some licensing requirements for therapists to work in schools. Democratic Senator Janice Marchman is a middle school math teacher in Loveland and the bill's main sponsor. She says the goal is for more school-age children to access therapy and get mental health support.
The behaviors of students have risen to a level that is alarming.
Children's Hospital has declared a pediatric mental health state of emergency in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.